Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you.
This week is the week of joy. We'll begin today's devotion for Tuesday, December 22nd, with a reading from Psalm 95 in John chapter 10. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care. Today, if only you would hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massah, in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. That was Psalm 95. Now we will read from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Today's devotional comes from Lori Medlin. Any kid who has been in Critterland the Sunday before Christmas could tell you that my favorite part of the story of Jesus' birth is the shepherds. They are the last people who should have been in line to welcome the King of the Universe upon His arrival to Earth. They were filthy, social outcasts, not even welcome in the temple to worship. And yet, the first guys to get the good news of great joy of Jesus' birth are these last guys. And they don't just get the news in a memo or from the town messenger. No, God goes all out for this wretched crew and sends a multitude of heavenly hosts to announce the biggest news in history. It's the most extravagant message delivery moment ever conceived, delivered to a band of social outcasts. As soon as I recover from the ways that image overwhelms me, I come to the part where those stench-ridden caretakers find themselves in a filthy cave bowing before the divine newborn. With this image, I am undone. The contrasts are overwhelming. The God of the universe has come to earth and made Himself a baby. He does not even afford Himself a room, and the first people to worship Him are the last that, on any other day, would be allowed. My expectations are shattered, and joy overcomes my heart, because if this story includes them, surely there is room for me too. Later, when that baby has become a man, He refers to Himself in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 15, as the Good Shepherd. The great King above all other gods describes Himself as a common, smelly outcast who tenderly cares for minimally intelligent animals. The juxtaposition of this ultimate being representing Himself as a most humble shepherd so that I can find the way toward a relationship with Him leaves me speechless. I read scriptures like Psalm 95 that describe a God who holds the depths of the earth in His hands, and I can barely reconcile the contrast. Every Christmas, I wrestle yet again with the realization that the most lofty would reduce Himself to the most lowly to make sure that even the most minimally intelligent sheep like me could be included in His fold. Let us pray. O Lord God, let us kneel before you, Lord our Maker, for you are God. I am so thankful to be the people you watch over, the flock under your care. I am overwhelmed that you would go to such extreme measures to humble yourself, and that in doing so, you are making a way for all the smelly, unworthy, sin-ridden hearts like mine to enter into a relationship with you. This is an exceedingly great joy. May the wonder of your gift and the tenderness of your care always overwhelm us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.